There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
You always follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah. This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Get a $10 free bet when you sign up for the first bet. Horse racing app, VSiN's preferred horse racing app. Use the code HORSE200 for the $10. Plus, get 100% match on the first deposit up to $200. With wagering on more than 300 tracks, AI-assisted picks, it's the easiest way to bet on your favorite sport. Secure payments, great customer service, reliable website. Details at VSiN.com/horses. Sign up now.
All right, a really solid hour that I'm looking forward to right now here on Follow the Money. In 15 minutes, Mike Pereira is going to join the show. Has always been such a really cool dude to this show and to this network, and he's awesome at his job on Fox Sports. We'll ask him about the illegal contact penalty and how the NFL wants it enforced this year, or emphasized this year. And Vegas Maddie on the program in a half an hour, been running a proxy service here in town for a long time. We'll get his projections and thoughts on the Vegas football contest coming up. At that point, 3-point stance here in the National Football League. We'll begin with the Chicago Bears. We've talked about the NFC North quite a bit today and the Bears. Lions debuted last night on Hard Knocks, but a lot of negativity coming out on from the Bears camp. And a couple of numbers I threw out there from earlier today. Not to win 10 games is minus $9 at William Hill. The Bears, this is very intriguing to me. An alternate win total is available. Under 5.5 is plus 175. You can envision a scenario where they win 4 or 5 games this year, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the wins in the division at William Hill, very key, inside the division, under 2.5 is minus 170. I will give you one game for the Bears against the Vikings. I think they get swept by the Packers because Rodgers is right. He's owned them for his entire career. That means the Bears, under this scenario, the Bears would have to sweep the Lions. Is that going to happen?
I don't see it.
I don't see it happening either.
Oh boy, I know Lance is the guy now, but they'll be lining up to bet the Niners week one. They already have been in Chicago, much like they did last year against Detroit.
So the news out of Bears camp yesterday, one of their star players, Roquan Smith, he's been an All-Pro, came out of the draft in 2018 from Georgia. He requested a trade. Their GM, Ryan Poles, told the media his intentions are, in fact, to sign Smith and keep him on Chicago.
Right now, my intentions are to sign Roquan to this team. And we're going to take it day by day. And at the end of the day, we got to do what's best for this organization. But my intentions are to make sure Roquan Smith's on this team.
So I bring up, it's a heavy-duty number, and not a lot of people want to lay $9. I get it, right? But give me a scenario where they win 10 games and you lose that bet. And I said I bet Ohtani last year at some point to, you know, minus $10 to win the MVP. So I've done this before. You said maybe a better angle would be no playoffs. What was it, minus 450?
Okay. Yeah.
All right. So very low expectations. They all know about it now in Chicago with the players. Peter King was there this week, and he asked their quarterback, Justin Fields, if he knows about the low expectations.
Do you pay much attention to the outside world where not many people are expecting you guys to do much this year?
Yeah, we talked about it, you know, before we started camp. You know, Luke got the offense together as a group and pretty much told him. But at the end of the day, we don't need those outside people. You know, they're not coming on the field taking those hits. So the only people that we need is us. And we firmly believe that. And, you know, there's not one great player on the team that's going to do it all. It's going to be us as a group. So all 11, whether it's offense, defense, or special teams, all 11, we have to work together. And, you know, if we have all 11 guys on point when, you know, everybody's on the field, then we believe that we can beat anyone.
Sure, yeah. Did you catch that right away? Do you pay any attention to the outside? No. Right off the bat. Okay.
Immediately.
Yes.
And kind of shifted his focus. He was looking at Peter, then he looked away, then looked back.
Yeah, we know a lot of people in the business, though, with the newspaper business. These guys say, they do. Now, not every guy.
Not everybody is Kevin Durant.
When these guys go out of their way, I don't pay attention. They read.
Yeah.
They are told what was said.
Hear about it. Somebody gets in their ear. Whatever. Absolutely. Yes. Yep. Yep.
Some guys like to use it as fire and motivation. Other guy, right. It'll find its way if it's negative and get it back to the person.
I'm already prepping people in Chicago. I mean, again, you're going to hear a lot of negativity out of this team, right, this year in the regular season. And Fields is probably going to look bad at times more than he looks really, really good. You got to give the guy a break already. Right. They don't have a lot of talent surrounding him. Are you buying now the, I don't know what you want to call, the hype or what the coaches are saying? We'll play Ben McAdoo here in a second, the OC in Carolina. But it appears that Baker Mayfield now, the frontrunner for the job in Carolina?
Yep. Yep, and they're blown away by how good he's looked and performed only in about 10 days. So he's got to win the job. How about Darnold's on $18
million. $18 million.
Oh, God.
Amazing.
But that's right, and now in some spots, Carolina favored week one against Cleveland.
So here is the offensive coordinator in Carolina, Ben McAdoo, talking about Baker Mayfield picking up the offense in a short amount of time.
The thing for Baker is he's been in a lot of different offensive systems. Going back to college and then coming through the pros. And, you know, he's bright and he really works at it. And I think that that helps him. You know, he's here very early in the morning. And I'm pretty sure he's burning the midnight oil to get caught up. He's someone that can study without necessarily having someone there sitting holding his hand. He can do it on his own and really, figure things out that way. So he's a good communicator. So that's really helped us. Yeah.
Where does that number go against the Browns in week one?
Does it get to 3?
I was going to say, I think it could get to 2.5. If it touches 3, I think the people, I mean, a lot of sharps, right, are probably who grabbed Carolina plus 3 are going to come back and fire on the Browns. And that will not, I don't think it's going to close 3.
Yep. The other thing, I got to agree with Lombardi. What are the Browns doing? Now with what Goodell said yesterday, go get Garoppolo. He is fourth string on the depth chart
right now.
Go get him.
Yep.
And Warren Sharp, with Garoppolo, the 49ers are 31-14. The playoffs combined are 35-16. Without Garoppolo, they're 8-28. It's night and day, right? That's 69% to 22%. Go get him.
I would completely co-sign with that. This guy, Garoppolo, should not be a fourth string. They did it on purpose, obviously. But he shouldn't be a four-string guy who never sees the field, doesn't get any reps. This guy should be a starting quarterback somewhere in the NFL. What kind of world are we living in when that's not going to be the case? You're telling me that zero teams in the league right now could use this guy? It's ridiculous.
Yep, totally with you. They got to do that. The other thing, where are you at with the Commanders? Dude, did you see this now? Sam Mills was let go. Linebacker coach.
Oh, yeah. And today's August, 10th?
Different philosophy. How strange is that news? He's out the door, right? Del Rio's comments that got him in hot water a while back. And then you have Carson Wentz, quote, an assortment pack of misfires during camp. quarterbacks throwing to receivers against air, no defense, is the football equivalent of a layup line. Yet Wentz routinely has bricked passes in various directions. I mean, for a veteran guy to do this and coming off how bad it was in Indy? I mean, that's the thing. Ursay couldn't wait to get rid of him, but then his buddy, friend, and the only supporter that he had was Reich. Reich also couldn't wait to get rid of him at what happened.
That's right.
With that debacle against the Jacksonville Jaguars to end the season.
Well, to answer your question, I'm clearly not very high on the team at all, and it's because of him. I'm starting to wonder, like, if it really goes sideways this year, what do they do with Ron Rivera as the head coach?
He's on the hot seat. He's in that list for...
First coach fired?
Yeah. He's in the top five.
Yeah, top five, yeah. I don't know how much time he might have left there. I think he's a good coach. I think he's a good dude. But I don't know how much time he has left if it does, in fact, not exactly work out with this guy. And, I mean, it's... Yeah. Like, let's be honest here. Like, they should be okay. They definitely have parts on this team where they're more than capable to win some games. And, oh, by the way, they don't play in, like, the stiffest division either in football. The jury is out on the Giants still. Danny Jones is still a complete question mark. I know that the expectations in Philly now are out of control. And the Cowboys are the Cowboys. They're coming off of a really nice regular season, but I expect that team to fall back a little bit this season.
They somehow won 7 last year, which is a pretty good coaching job. And then the year before, making the playoffs, Wentz had the league's 6th worst completion rate.
Well, especially when you look at the schedule, Paulie, if it doesn't go well, they get Jacksonville at home in week 1 at the Lions. What if they're 0-2 against those two teams? If they lose week 1 against Jacksonville and then go on the road against the Lions and lose that game, I think...
Oh, that'll be huge. Absolutely.
The steam on Rivera will be off the charts at that point.
Oh, yeah. Right. If you can't get a win off early there, I mean, you could be looking at a 1-5.
Yeah.
Sure.
They do get the Titans at home week 5. They're at the Bears in week 6. So, in theory, they did catch a break with the beginning of the schedule. They also play at the Texans. They get the Falcons, as you're looking at right now. The Giants twice. And I can't stand the way the league does that. At the Giants, bye week, then the Giants again. So they certainly have some winnable games here, but if Wentz is going to be, I mean, come on. I don't care about the 27-7 touchdown to INT ratio. A lot of times he looked terrible last year. And you could argue that he was the weakest link on that team for the Colts. An overall pretty damn good team that should have definitely made the playoffs.
And horrendous in Philly at the end. Yes.
Yeah.
Another big game week 1. They lose that game. It's like, oh my God. Expected to win that game. You're at home against Jacksonville.
Will they be a popular pick in survivor pools?
I can't get there. Much better plays on the board.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
No. I'll tell you what would be a popular pick. Monday night, Wilson going back to Seattle.
I think you're right. Well, that and the point spread and the 49ers.
Yes. Yeah. I think a lot of people will take Denver, and that number can get to 7 on Monday night game.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You don't think that number is going to stick where it's at.
No.
Easy schedule for the Commanders.
To start out, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. They catch some huge breaks there. But it is Follow the Money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Up next, the former VP of NFL officiating and current Fox Sports rules analyst, Mike Pereira, is going to join the show. What does he anticipate now that the league wants an emphasis on this important penalty? We'll ask him that coming up next. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Follow the money on VSEN, the Sports Betting Network.
Calling all baseball fans, Bet Rivers Online Sportsbook, your home for same-game parlay bets, and create your ideal same-game parlay of over three legs and receive up to 350% profit boost. This week only, get a 50% profit boost when you place qualifying same-game parlay wagers. Get on over to BetRivers.com or download the app for more details.
All right, the great Mike Pereira joins the program now, the former VP of NFL officiating, current Fox Sports rules analyst as well. Mike, thanks for the time today. How are you?
I am great. How are you guys?
Doing good, really, sir. Really well. We asked you to come on today because, well, maybe not so much to discuss in terms of rule changes this year, but I think there's a pretty important one as the NFL has asked on-field officials to focus on illegal contact fouls for the 2022 season. You've always had a logical, very level-headed response to rule changes in August, September, every single year leading into the next football season. What do you think we should be looking for, and how do you think the officials in the NFL will go about calling this now as they wanted a point of emphasis?
I think here's the problem. I mean, the problem boils down to really the number of points that are scored in a game. And so when the committee first meets in February, they take a look at statistics. And one of their big statistics that they look at is how many points per game. It's an offensive league. We know that. And so you look at the number of points per game this past season in 2021, and they were a little bit over 46 points per game. In my day, that was a big number, by the way. You know, the committee always looked at 42 or 43 points per game as healthy. But when you look back at 2020, there were 49 points scored per game. So last year, 3 points less. And so then they look further. Why? Okay. And you look at the individual foul categories. And, okay, here's illegal contact. And it sits down at just a little over 30. All right. How's that compare historically? Well, not far from average, but it was a big decline over the last couple of years. So if you're letting receivers, you know, run free and they're getting bumped and you're not calling it, then you're hurting the offense. So they say, okay, let's make a point of emphasis. And I think points of emphasis are important. Let's make the point of emphasis on illegal contact. So what does it mean? It means the officials are going to look at it a little closer. I mean, you know, contact is contact. Is it a chuck? Is it a block? Is it a push? It's all of these categories, and it's all going to be on all of their videos, which I've already seen. This is a foul. This is a foul. This is a foul. So I'm just telling you what it's going to mean is they're going to call more illegal contact penalties, in my opinion, probably 40 more Okay, and I look at 40 more in the regular season, spaced that out over 272 games. We're not exactly looking like a lot more illegal contact penalties, but statistically, it'll look like that at the end of the season. It's not the first time they've done it, by the way. This is actually the third time since I've been around that they put an emphasis on illegal contact. And so it's because maybe there were no rule changes that anybody could talk about. This all of a sudden, with the comment that was made by the league, jumped out. But for any of us to get excited about this, I think it just doesn't merit it, because you will go through the course of the season and you will not have any idea that there's this undercurrent there that you know, they're focusing so much on illegal contact. It just won't be there.
All right, this was a big deal last year, and people got hot and bothered by the unsportsmanlike conduct. How will they treat this year?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I met with the league, and I was actually pretty disappointed that they felt in many cases that, you know, that they wanted to stay with what they were doing, which was really putting, to me, an overemphasis on taunting. I thought that if they needed to put an emphasis on it, I really did. I thought the in-your-face stuff was getting way too much, and it was leading to games getting out of hand, and that's never fun for officiating, trying to keep these teams from the pushing and shoving that happens. And so I thought the emphasis was needed and great, but I thought they went too far. I mean, this was not just in-your-face stuff. This was, as the Bears will recall, I believe it is, a taunting call from the middle of the field for a look and a taunting posture toward the opponent's bench, which led to the player being thrown out because the official hip-checked the player or the player, you know, all of this stuff. And to me, it was too far. And when I met with the league, I felt like they would back off to some degree, but they haven't. And, you know, and I think it's, you know, taunting, I don't like the word taunting. And I think intimidation is a part of the game to a degree. And I just think that, you know, the in-your-face stuff needs to go, but the stuff from just turning and looking at an opponent is beyond where I think we ought to be. But apparently the competition committee was happy with the way it was done. Hey, look, there were a couple that were called that shouldn't have been, but the bulk of the ones that were called, they were happy with. So, hey, let's have a good, clean game, I guess, and let's not get overly excited on the field. Celebrate, but celebrate, you know, on your own and not at the expense of looking at or breathing at or touching an opponent.
Mike Pereira, our guest, Fox Sports rules analyst here on Follow the Money. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. I'm going to guess that you're not anti-chain gang, because that would mean taking jobs away from fellow human beings that you probably know a lot personally. But there's got to be some better technology out there, right? Like, for example, marking the first downs, but also, like, did the ball get across the goal line or not? Can we get at some point, have you had discussions, can we get a chip in the ball to say, hey, you know what, that's a touchdown, it actually crossed the goal line?
Yeah, I mean, I think we're heading that direction. And you know, the chain gang, it's not that they're my friends. I don't know them. I just love the look of 80-year-old guys like me running out in the middle of the field, dangling a chain behind them, you know, and handing this rod over to an umpire and stretching out the chains and putting it down and say, hey, yep, it's a first down. To me, that was a beautiful tradition, a family tradition, for God's sake. Some of these chain gangs in the NFL have been around for like generations and generations. But I think you're starting to see, like with the USFL, where they, you know, actually had a camera system set up to where they could mark the ball properly for a measurement, and you didn't need to roll out the chains. And of course, I was a part of that, and it was easy, and it was in a way a little bit dramatic, still dramatic, because even if you think of tennis, you know, when they have the replay and everybody sits there and waits to see what the ball, is it going to touch the line or not? And then they flash it up, of course, on the scoreboard. It's kind of cool. And so, you know, the USFL has done that. I'm sure the XFL is going to do it. And there are chips already in football. I mean, chips were in the football for non-kicking plays in the USFL. you could gauge all kinds of different things from the chip being in the football. But you have to be careful. And this is my whole beef about using it for the goal line or using it for, you know, the line to gain is. It's one thing to have a chip in the football to see where it lays when it's on the ground. But, you know, can you actually measure something, you know, in terms of breaking a plane? Because when you're talking about breaking a plane, you know, you're not down until a body part hits. So how are you going to know, especially in those, you know, plunges into the end zone, how are you going to know if a knee was on the ground or a forearm was on the ground, unless we want to put chips in knees and chips in forearms and elbows? I think that's going to be difficult. Now, there's some technology that will make the ball light up through players where it would actually light up. I mean, and that was on the agenda for us at the USFL. Didn't really make it this year. I think it might next year. But listen, with chips and balls, with already, I think it's just a matter of time before they pick, you know, out something, pick out a way to do it to make it possible. But I'll miss my old guys. I swear to God, I used to love to go into the official chain room, locker room, man. You go in, these guys, man, would be into their pregame meal, like, and tuna would be falling out of their mouth. They'd be so excited about getting out there in the sideline. And, but I do assume it's probably on its way out in the next, I'm not going to say the next couple of years, but in the next few years.
Okay. Thanks for getting up early, Mike. Enjoy the season. Good to talk to you. Great answers. Thanks a lot, sir.
You got it. You guys take care.
There it is. Great job. Intimidation's part of the game.
Yeah, that's right.
That was a great line.
Yep.
Absolutely.
They have to recognize that, Paul. Come on.
Yeah, three-piece Mike. He's ready to go. And the other thing is you're in for a rude awakening Thursday night. I mean, Pereira, Aikman, Buck, it was on Fox. We know Aikman and Buck left, but now that week two, Chiefs Chargers on Amazon. Get ready. Get ready for that. Where is it? Can I find it? Do I have it? Here we go.
Spot on. Yep. Up next, we'll talk football contests in Las Vegas with VegasMattyFootballContest.com. He's owned and operated a stellar proxy service in Vegas for many years. His overall projections and a college contest currently has a $460,000 overlay.
VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Here comes Vegas Matty. Matt Simo coming up in a second. FootballContest.com. Use them as your proxy service this season. Circa Sports Million, Circa Survivor, a total of $12 million in guaranteed prize pools this season. The Westgate Super Contest open for signups. $1.1 million just in guarantees with the midseason contest that they have. Golden Nugget, William Hill contest as well. Our friends at footballcontest.com have the top proxy service for more than a decade with all the big contests. If you don't, I'll tell you, a local, you should do this too. You got to look at that if you're a local. Sometimes life gets in the way. Make sure there's no problems. You don't fall asleep, whatever. I think the locals should get in it too. Footballcontest.com.
In case you're traveling,
that's right.
Whatever.
Top proxy as well. The update here, $1,394 for Survivor and $1,000, just went over $1,000 for Circa Millions.
Okay.
$6 million each guaranteed.
So let's get a lowdown here and a breakdown of the contests in Las Vegas this year with Vegas Matty, Matt Simo, footballcontest.com. He's been running this proxy service now for many, many years. Good morning, Matty. Good to see you again. Okay.
Good morning. You guys.
Yep. Back at you. So we've been talking now. Paulie projected the Survivor to be more than Circa Millions last year. Well, right now, it's certainly trending like he was probably a year too early, almost, what, 370 more right now. From what you're hearing, people coming to town wanting to play these contests, do you believe that Survivor will have more entries this year than Circa Millions?
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. I mean, I talked to Jeff Benson yesterday, and he was projecting over 8,000 entries.
Whoa.
So, yeah, and that's up over about 1,000 from the week earlier. I asked him on August 1st, and he said it was about 7,300. And then yesterday I checked in with him, and he said 8,100.
Cool.
You think, which is amazing. I mean, I don't know if it's going to get there. He was a little He wasn't sure about whether it was going to hit that number. I mean, that's going really high. But I mean, the way it's trending right now, it seems like everyone's wanting to do 4, 5, 6 entries to get in.
Wow. Get 7,000 in less than a month. Incredible. What do they expect for Circa Million?
I think he was at like 4,500, something like that. So there would still be an overlay in that if that happens. I think more people end up signing up for the million later, and it could hit like 5,000. So 6,000 is a bit of a stretch still, but I mean, I think 5,000 is still realistic, and that's going to be a goal to minimize the overlay risk there.
Can you share some of the great stories here? And I know you've had the booby prize winner back-to-back years, but some of the people that you've had that have entered in some of these contests?
Yeah, I mean, the booby prize is a great one. I mean, we had Jake from Minnesota who last year, and then Mike from New York, who won the first year. And I think those are really great stories, because there's really the million is unbelievable. But just the fact that you can win for having the worst record is amazing, and win $100,000. I mean, that's nothing to sneeze at.
Yeah, no,
and,
no.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And to have to kind of switch your gears to try to go for that after the first couple weeks is really kind of interesting. I just signed up Jake a week ago, and I did talk him into doing two entries, because it's always good to have two, so you can try to, you know, go for the million with one. And then he faded his own picks, and that's how he ended up winning the booby prize last year. He's a great handicapper. It just happened to be that he got off to a rough start, was only about 500 or a little under 500 after the first month. So he just decided to go for that for the booby prize. But the fact that you can win $25,000 every quarter with the worst record, it's amazing.
Yeah. Now the quarter contest as well. Now, what do you expect, and what do they expect at the Westgate? For a long time, they were the number one contest. Circa passed them, and now they added, great job, creativity, John Murray and the gang, adding $1.1 million in these prizes. What do you think they can do?
Well, that's a good question. I mean, I think last year they were right around 2,000. I think that's got to be the goal this year, is to get a little over 2,000. I mean, they were at 323 as of yesterday. I signed up the 2016 winner, Damon Graham, yesterday. You guys remember him?
Oh, yeah.
Starbucks barista. So he uses us. He's local, but he likes to travel during the season. So he's been using us ever since he won the super contest. But yeah, like I said, they're at 323 right now. And I mean, they'll pick up steam. I mean, they got their big super contest weekend is coming up August 19th and 20th. So that'll bring a lot of people in. You know, they got the golf scramble and some other events that weekend. But yeah, I mean, it's going to be, the last few weeks, guys, 80% of the entries come in like the last 3-4 weeks.
Oh, it's got to be total bedlam for you, you and Tony at Football Contest, I got, for sure. So let me ask you this. Again, of the people coming to town, and I think you told me this like 10 days or so ago, it's like 5-1 people are saying they want to play in the millions over the Westgate. But I got to say this. I mean, the adjustments made by the Westgate to me are very appealing this year.
Because they are.
They're amazing. The 6 different 3-week contests, and what they're paying $50,000 a pop for those. Again, I'll say this, like, it's tough to go a full season and hit 65%. Very tough to be in the money at some point in any of these contests. But can you go 13-2 or 14-1 in 6 different one of those stretches? Of course you can to be in the mix to win some money. Yeah. Are you getting some really strong feedback about the changes that the Westgate made?
Well, I think people love it. The changes, it's just a matter of, And the fact that there's so many entries in the Circa Million, to try to win the $1 million is very difficult. What I try to tell people, though, too, is if you're going to hit 70%, you're going to win both of them probably, or be up towards the top of both of them. It's not going to be where the Circa Million is like 5 points higher than the Super Contest. I mean, if you're playing for like the long term and you want to win it, the Circa Millions is the way to go. But you have the 11 different ways to win in season with the Super Contest. I'll tell you a good story, guys. Last year, we had a client across the pond in England who was on holiday for the first 2 weeks of one of the 3-week contests. So we put in random picks for him and went 9-1. And then checked in with him and said, hey, do you want to make your picks for the third week? And he's like, yeah, thanks, guys. I really appreciate it, but I'd like to make my picks this week. So he went 4-1, finished 13-2, and won $26,000 in one of those mini contests. With the help of us, of course. So, I mean, that's kind of just one reason. I mean, even if you're not dialed in and we're putting in picks for you, you still got a chance to get some money.
Great story. Great story. Okay. Now, I think you'd be hard pressed to find a better college contest. I think it has to be the best college contest in the world, the William Hill. Last year, it was a $1 million guarantee. I think they only got 500 entries. Now they dropped it to $500,000. It's eight picks a week against the spread. It starts, I believe, week two of the college season. It's 10 weeks, but this is now $500,000 guaranteed, and they're only got like 30 people entered.
Yeah, I mean, again, I think a lot of the people that are coming out the last few weeks will sign up for the college contest. You got that one, and then Tony Miller's Ultimate Football Challenge at the Golden Nugget, which is a combination contest between college and pro, seven picks a week. I mean, the thing is, yeah, I would expect those numbers are going to go way up. So it's still way early on it. I mean, we're trying to get the word out on it. We've got a pin to our Twitter account to try to get people to understand that they don't even have to have us present to sign up for the William Hill contest. They can just go sign up at any William Hill location throughout the state of Nevada. Even up north, we've got people coming in from California who want to go to like the Tahoe, Reno area. Uh-huh. Just sign up, email us your entry number, and then just you could pay us the proxy fee online, and we don't even have to meet up with you. So,
oh man, is that convenient? Wow.
Very easy. I mean, that's huge. I mean, you can even go to state line, just go right across the border and sign up, which we've had people do that too. So, and you can max out five entries in that contest. It's $1,000 each. Like you guys said, 500,000 is the prize pool on that. And I mean, they're going to have a hard time probably hitting that number again, but well, I mean, I expect a flurry to come in.
Yeah. Here's a story Todd Dewey wrote about last night in the Las Vegas Review Journal. $1,000 to get in. The overlay right now is $464,000, and they had 36 entries as of Monday. I don't even want to talk about this. Sign up five times.
Keep it quiet.
Yeah, right. Too late now, bud.
That's right. Jeez. Absolutely. All right, you need a proxy, use Vegas Maddie, footballcontest.com. Go ahead and plug your service. You do an excellent job.
Yeah, so I just want to let you know, we're super excited to be the official proxy of VSiN for the sixth straight year, and we'll be set up at Circa Friday and Saturday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. the next few weeks. And then Tony, my partner, she's going to be at the D for the meet and greet with Derek and Mike Palm from 6 to 8 the next three Fridays as well. So come see me on Friday. If you're the first person to sign up with us and want to go to the Raiders-Vikings game, I got a free pair of tickets for you. And then you could also have a chance to win a pair of Raiders tickets for the regular season as well. So we're super excited to be out there promoting our services, and we appreciate the time, guys. So hopefully we can get a ton of signups these last few weeks.
You're the man, Maddie. Thanks for the time today. We appreciate that.
Get it.
My God.
Be good.
And William Hill is nuts.
That's
nuts.
Crazy.
It's also a great eight picks a week, 10 weeks, a great contest.
Survivor now, the projected number from Benson and Circus, 8,100?
7,000 in a month they're going to do? That's aggressive.
I will tell you that 1,394 as of right now on the board that they have posted is a really high number. That's a super strong number, Paulie. Up next, we'll run down in-pocket plays, and let's go over some of the, how about alternate run lines, the 2.5 run lines today, laying that many in baseball. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with CallSheet. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to CallSheet.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at CallSheet.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
To determine the winner of any given college basketball game.
Someone gives you 10,000 to 1 on anything. You take it, take it, take it.
I'll bet you $20 I can get you gambling before the end of the day.
No way.
I'll give you 3 to 1 odds.
Nope.
5 to 1.
Nope.
10 to 1.
You're up.
In Pocket Plays, loser yesterday. Of course, I had the one favorite that did not get there on the run line. Cubs minus 1.5. They scored some runs. Stroman just could not contain this pesky Nationals offense. That was a loser. Today I'm expecting runs in Baltimore. Barrios is on the mound. Had a good July. Good for him. Did not continue in his last start. This Orioles team, they won't go away. I watched a lot of that game last night. They are a blast. Fans there got to be loving it. Although what they did at the deadline, give me 8.5. It's about a minus 120 right now in the consensus. I'll take Blue Jays Orioles over tonight.
Then all in every head-to-head meeting, all six have gone over as well. All right, winner was Seattle. What a game that was last night. 1-0 in 13. Base running blunders by the Yankees, who only had 3 hits in 13 innings. Seattle gets the win. I'll go with the Braves today in Boston, right in the Braves, $1.40. Fading the Red Sox, the sale news, the season's over. So tough year for Boston. They were playing good ball for a stretch there. But I'll take the Braves as well. And then pending, we have NFL plays. I laid it with the Ravens. I still like their quarterback rotation. I think they get the job done tomorrow with Harbaugh, make it 21 in a row straight up. Jets lane one against the Eagles on Friday. Jets win totals already in jeopardy. Now, that's a tough beat with Becton out for the year. Colts to win the division. Colts over. Old Miss over as well. In Pocket presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown book. Check out their daily specials posted after noon Eastern. BetRivers.com. Some good emails and tweets about this as well. So the Mets are already up to 360 at BetRivers.
No surprise.
So you have the Reds angle, getaway day, throwing a guy who had bad stats in the minors. Mets won 14-16. They have the Field of Dreams game tomorrow against the Cubbies.
Yep.
So it's if there's a game that they have circled this year, you think it'd be that one on national television where they're playing and you get the humidity off the corn. Right,
we had that great breakdown last year.
Breakdown on the game, and the game flew over, and we'll see if it goes over again tomorrow.
You want the total on the game right now?
It's already up. What do you have?
DraftKings has it.
Okay,
7.5.
That's it.
Smiley against Lodolo is the matchup.
Ooh,
as of right now.
Is it 7? No, it's Iowa. Love that movie. Can't believe you poo-pooed it, and you were tight with your dad. That's a shame.
It's a terrible movie.
Oh no. Oh, terrible. Come on.
It's one of the cheesiest sports movies I've ever seen.
It's a good movie.
But also, I got to be honest, Paul. I don't really like sports movies. I'm sorry. I don't. I'm sorry, not sorry. I don't really apologize for it. They can be just so astonishingly dumb.
That's a good angle, though. I mean, it's like, you know, we're going to get our asses kicked today. It's getaway day. We're ready to go to Iowa. And ready for the Field of Dreams game on national TV. I mean, not going to be on national TV the rest of the year.
Yeah.
I mean,
Are they really pumped up about that or just playing in the cornfield?
Well, yeah. That cornfield.
Probably that, all tied together.
Sure.
Yeah.
Part that, and everyone's paying attention to the Reds for that day only.
Okay, so are you expecting blowouts again tonight? Are you expecting some?
Mets, 2.5 runs.
Okay.
Yep, Walker's been good.
What would you bet? What number would you want?
I want better than 110, but that's...
It's minus 105.
Is that what? Jesus.
I mean, that's how high some of these numbers are getting, Paul. Yeah. You got to pay such a premium.
There's a, based on the opener here at Circa, there's a 50-cent move on the Mets already, up to 360.
You can grab Verlander minus 2.5 runs. That's okay. Plus 120.
That's not bad.
They go out there, get him some runs against Otto, and the Rangers just give nothing whatsoever against JV.
Right. He won't give much up. Yeah, he's up to 360 at Bet Rivers as well. Okay.
I'm trying to find a number on the Dodgers minus 2.5 runs. I don't think it's available yet.
Now look at this, right? Action Jackson's throwing. The Dodgers are at home. And again, they've won 34-8 the last 42. They've won 9 in a row. They're 76-33. They're $1.45 against the Twins. A lot of respect for Sonny Gray.
I would agree with that.
Does it really matter who the Dodgers throw? They're going to get theirs. 10-3 last night.
Oh, those runs. Yeah. I mean, the team total tonight for LA is 4.5. You're going to be stunned if it's coming tomorrow. It's 6-3 Dodgers final score.
Right.
No, can't be.
I believe it's a day game. Yeah.
Okay. A lot of news this week. No surprise, it is August, so we're getting it like every day in football. This was some of the, and again, we don't know what this is, but Mike Barber tweeted this out last hour, and he covers ACC football. Tough news out of Wake Forest. Quarterback Sam Hartman is out indefinitely with an undisclosed non-football-related medical condition. Again, certainly fingers are crossed for that kid. Hope everything goes okay, and it's not bad news overall. Last year, he was a joy to watch. They put up a lot of, they were in a lot of exciting games, down to the wire, furious finishes, tons of points scored, and he was a trendy Heisman pick this year. He opened up in triple digits here at Circa, a little bit lower than that across the country than other spots. Their win total was 8.5. Already, we're seeing 7 now with books adjusting on the win total for Wake Forest.
Huge loss. Enormous loss. 4,000 passing yards, Heisman candidate, right?
Yeah.
I mean, what do you expect out of the backup? Possible two winnable games to start. Well, they will. Yeah, they'll beat VMI and Vandy. But how the schedule, and you just, they're not saying anything. Respecting his privacy, medical condition, practice. And,
in fact, off the board here at Circa.
Yeah.
And they don't take things off the board here very often.
Right. Good point.
So.
Metcalf doesn't like to do that.
Yep. Your early impressions from Hard Knocks episode 1 last night.
Hutchinson did a great job with Billie Jean. Get up there. I mean, it was so funny where Campbell gets up there, a little rant. He's like, all right, come on, give us a song. And he gets up there and he has to take the second take on. He's trying to get in a rhythm. And he does Billie Jean. He's got everyone, they're going crazy. They're throwing the shirts up. They're dancing. He nailed it doing Billie Jean. And that's tough. What song would you go with? And the rookie Hazy, you're going to get up there and sing? The other guy did a little... Mexican music, what he did, Spanish music when he got up there, the other rookie linebacker. Oh, you also have to say your signing bonus too, $23 million, whatever it was. How that
I like all the stories
room.
That come out from the rookies who have to take out their position group for dinner and how stunned they are. Like, wait a second, it's going to cost how much money?
Yeah, remember the guy for the Jets? People are saying they have to shut that down. He had no idea. He's like, oh, this is great, huh? Everyone wants to get together, and then Ryan Clark's on his podcast. Oh, no, you're paying for that, buddy.
Oh, that's all
that's
on you.
That's going to be like $70,000.
Yeah, it could be like 10. Yeah.
He's going to cry.
That was Garrett Wilson, I believe.
Yeah, that's it. That's who it was.
He had to take everybody out. He's smiling. This is going to be a lot of fun, camaraderie. the tab's on you. Like, you're responsible for all of this.
Hold on a second here. Yeah, a couple Campbell tirades were good. He had some good rants in there. I agree with our buddy Evan. I thought the Deuce Staley, Aaron Glenn stuff was bizarre. Like going back and forth and weird. Deuce, assistant coach and Glenn, the defensive coordinator. But there were a lot of highlights.
I'm going to watch it today. I did not watch it last night. I will catch up on the show today. Are you telling me that your projections after episode 1 is that it's going to be a pretty good season worth watching?
Well, it can only go up if the Cowboy thing was much ado about nothing. It was terrible.
I tapped out a couple of years ago. Yeah. I was done with Hard Knocks.
It's got a chance.
Yeah,
it's got a chance. Campbell, a big reason why.
Okay. Feedback here. FTM@vsin.com. This is from Kim, a Giants fan in the New York area, telling us to please stop the talk of Garoppolo to the Browns. Kim is hoping Brian Daboll pulls the trigger fast on Danny Dimes against Jimmy G, and also adds Danny Dimes is not a starting quarterback ever or anywhere. No. Anywhere. What do the Giants look like with Jimmy Garoppolo as their starting quarterback as opposed to Danny Dimes? They have weapons on this team. They lost, I mean, again, like what third, look at this. The third most games lost due to injury last year, I believe. And a lot of that was at the skilled position set. Wide receivers, Barkley got hurt. Dimes was also hurt as well. But Garoppolo is clearly an upgrade over Danny Jones. There's no debate.
Well, it's night and day in San Francisco. This guy is so disrespected. He was playing with multiple injuries last year. He was this close. You want to say why? Well, but the defense blew it. They blew a double-digit fourth-quarter lead.
No, they're up 17-7.
Got to win that game. I'm going back to the Chiefs Super Bowl. They also should have won
that one too.
Yeah, right. Look at this, Warren. Look at this Warren Sharp tweet. With the playoffs, 35-16. Without them, 8-28. It's a massive swing. So you can pump his tires all you want. I'll just say good luck to Trey Lance. You're going to need it. Those are great numbers. And the guy's been a winner. The other thing, Arlovsky and some of these guys defending Jones. Oh, it's a throwaway. Wait, what throwaway? Oh, the pass could have been intercepted. That didn't look like it to me.
I'm not so sure.
I mean, that was ugly.
Yeah,
sure.
I know people, as I get more involved in like looking at player props and drafts are coming up in fantasy, I think, and I'm really high in Barkley this year, but I think people are getting a little bit too nuts about Saquon Barkley. I saw there was one fantasy angle. I don't remember who it was, but like he could be in mix for like the running back one overall this year. I'm like, okay. The guy can be really good if he's healthy, but let's not get completely nuts here.
Yeah, big if. Big if. I'm with humans. I like the Giants tomorrow. Don't like anything coming out of New England with the reports.
No, it looks pretty
I think
bleak.
The Giants will cover tomorrow.
Good to have it back tomorrow with two more games.
And the Ravens, right.
Yeah, that's it for us. Good luck with your bets tonight. We'll talk to you tomorrow, 7 Eastern. See ya.
Take the VSiN experts with you anytime, anywhere with our full lineup of sports betting podcasts. Visit VSiN.com/podcasts to listen to every show on daily best bets with Follow the Money, The Lombardi Line, A Numbers Game, and My Guys in the Desert. Plus, get insights and analysis.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.